happened to be watching America's Most Wanted the other evening and saw a case regarding that terrible Thanksgiving Day shooting being profiled on the show, where this animal marriage, Paul Marriage, was profiled for not only killing a 6-year-old cousin, but his 79-year-old aunt and his twin sisters. Terrible case in Florida. And you could tell by watching that case that something was going to happen. It was just a feeling I had watching John Walsh and the compassion that they used in the story, that once a public member saw this, once someone in the public saw that this marriage, this animal was out there, that we would be able to catch him, and the Sitton family would get some justice. They'll never be able to bring home their daughter, but they'd certainly be able to get some justice regarding this case. Sure enough, happened to be looking at the Scared Monkeys website, and then I went over to the America's Most Wanted website, and then I happened to be looking at the early morning news shows this morning. Another night of not a lot of sleep for me, but that's okay. When I see good news like this, that marriage was captured in the Florida Keys, and it just goes to show that the people out there can help. One phone call to America's Most Wanted caught this animal. There's a special place in hell for him and a special place in heaven for his victims. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.